And your faithful, today is the feast of Corpus Christi, the feast of our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. The epistle for the Mass is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 11. Brethren, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread and giving thanks, broke and said, Take ye and eat, this is my body, which shall be delivered for you. This do for the commemoration of me. In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, This chalice is the new testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you shall drink, for the commemoration of me. For as often as you shall eat this bread and drink the chalice, you shall show the death of the Lord until he come. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread or drink the chalice of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body of the and of the blood of the Lord. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of the chalice. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh judgment to himself, not discerning the body of the Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6. At that time Jesus said to the multitude of the Jews, My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, the same also shall live by me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth this bread shall live forever. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. I will not now call you servants, but I have called you friends. These words are taken from the Gospel of St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, some of you are perhaps familiar with the life of Alfred Bassetti, better known as Brother Andre. Brother Andre was a lay brother in the Congregation of the Holy Cross in Montreal, Canada. And in the course of his life, this humble man worked at a variety of jobs. He was the infirmarian, the doorkeeper, even the barber of his community. However, he is best known for his remarkable devotion to St. Joseph and his zeal in collecting funds to build the magnificent oratory in honor of St. Joseph in Montreal. Brother Andre was also a very holy man and used every opportunity he had to speak with others about God, his great love for men, and what man's love for God ought to be in return. One day a visitor came to the college where Brother Andre worked, and it so happened that one of the many gifts with which God had blessed this holy lay brother was the gift of reading the hearts of men. And Brother Andre perceived right away that tepidity and lukewarmness had crept into the soul of this visitor. And so he asked the man kindly, but very pointedly, Tell me, he said, do you love God? The man was almost taken aback by that question, like he had never considered it. Well, yes, I do, was his hesitant reply. And tell me, what signs of love do you give him then? Persisted Brother Andre. How often, for instance, do you receive him in Holy Communion? once a week, once a month? Well, once in a while, responded the man. And then he added almost defensively, isn't that enough? Isn't it true that one Holy Communion can make us holy? Brother Andre thought for a moment, and then he asked, well, when you have an intimate friend, perhaps your best friend in the whole world, would you let days or weeks go by without seeing him? Would you let a month go by without giving him some token of your affection? After a pause, Brother Andre continued, what sacrifices do you make for Jesus, who died on the cross for your salvation? Ah, exclaimed Brother Andre in conclusion, if only we really loved God. At these words, he began to weep. So greatly moved was he at the thought of everything our Lord has done for us. And yet how often he is abandoned in the sacrament of his love. You know, my dear faithful, there were two things in the life of our Lord, or two events, to which he looked forward. On one occasion, referring to his passion and death, he said, I have a baptism wherewith I am to be baptized, and how I am straitened, or how I long for it, until it is accomplished. He desired to suffer and die for us to prove his love and to free us from our sins. But there was another event of which he spoke, something he longed for beside our redemption. And St. John in his Gospel describes the beginning of the Last Supper in these words. He says, and when it was evening, he, our Lord, cometh and sat down, the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Pasch with you before I suffer. All his life, our Lord had eagerly awaited the moment when he would unite himself to men, his little children, in Holy Communion. That first Holy Thursday night, our Lord chose to offer the first Mass in the presence of his closest friends, the 12 apostles. He knew what would happen in the garden later that evening, that they would all abandon him. He knew that soon, even in the midst of the Last Supper, the apostles would be arguing amongst themselves which was to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. He knew that soon one of them was going to betray him. But even with all their faults, St. John says, he loved them until the end. And so with the apostles drawn closely around him, our Lord took up a piece of the unleavened bread that was before him, and he held it for a moment in his hands, and his eyes turned up to heaven as they always did when he spoke to his Father. He lowered his eyes again to the bread, blessed it with his right hand, and then broke it into pieces. And he said, take ye and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. And he performed the same ceremony with the chalice, saying, take ye all of this and drink. for this is the chalice of my blood of the new and eternal testament, which shall be shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." The apostles knew the meaning of his words, and they knew the meaning of his command, which followed immediately afterward, "Do these things for a commemoration of me." So for 2,000 years now, Christ, in the person of his priests, has continued to give himself to us in Holy Communion. You know, he looks forward with desire to each and every Mass. He looks forward to seeing you at the communion rail with an eagerness that even his Sacred Heart cannot express, because you are his chosen friends. One author says that Our Lady was not present at the Last Supper. Not that our Lord loved her any less, of course, than the 12 apostles, but still, he chose them. He knew that they were imperfect. He knew that they would abandon him. But maybe that's why he wanted them there, because he had pity on their weakness. You know, it's true, there may be some in the world today who, if they knew our Lord, would be more faithful to him than we have been. Perhaps they would love him more than we do. Maybe we have sinned greatly. Maybe we have been cold and indifferent to him in the past. Maybe we have not appreciated his gift as we should. But still, he chose us to be here tonight, to have the one true faith and access to the true sacraments. And why he did is the secret of his Sacred Heart. With desire, he desires to see you and to come to you. May we fulfill this desire as best we can. May we persevere in the dispositions necessary to receive him often, even daily in Holy Communion. Our Lord rejoices to see you at Sunday Mass. That's true. But we are obliged to attend Mass on Sunday. That's our duty. And no doubt we perform this duty with love. But it's said that true love begins where duty ends. To attend Mass during the week when there is no duty, that is pure love. And if there's an inconvenience involved, so much the better. When we do receive our Lord, let us take the time to thank him for coming to us and to ask him for the graces we need, especially that grace to love him more. And finally, may we miss no opportunity to visit him, the prisoner of the tabernacle, as often as we can. The Thursday night holy hours have brought him much consolation, and they have brought us many graces. I have no doubt that this chapel, the school, the sisters, and even Bishop Kelly himself, I have no doubt that these gifts of the Sacred Heart were given in recompense for the many holy communions, the devout holy communions he saw you would make, and the many hours he saw you would spend before him. And who knows what graces our Lord may have in store for you yet. your children, your grandchildren, thanks to your future communions and holy hours. Our Lord will not be less generous than you are, and you will certainly never regret the time that you spent with him. Or in the words of St. Ignatius Loyola, to withdraw from creatures and repose with Jesus in the tabernacle is my delight. There I can hide myself and seek my rest. There I find a life which I cannot describe and a joy which I cannot make others understand, a peace which is found only in the company of our best friend. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.